The Henry Raines Show, only on News Talk 820.
And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist, I ain't no imperialist, no, I ain't no Democrat, sure ain't no Republican, I only know one party, and it is freedom. I am a
good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Henry Raines Show here on News Talk 820 AM WWBA. No place I'd rather be on a Sunday afternoon than speaking with you all out there. And we'll be taking your calls. You'll be able to get your conversation started with us at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Well, what are some of the things I want to talk to you about? All eyes are on Governor Charlie Crist. We're not talking the eyes of Florida. We're talking the eyes of the national media. They're saying, which way could he go? Is he going to go this way? Is he going to go that way? Charlie Crist could go both ways. What else we got? Financial reform.
But he does have only a few days to decide which way.
That's right. Friday's decision day, D-Day for Charlie Crist. Financial reform. Will Republicans just say no?
No.
It appears that way. It's easy to say. It's a short word. No. But up in the Gulf of Mexico, oops, I guess it really is leaking down there. My bad. And also, it's almost the end of silly season in Tallahassee, and with time enough, we'll tell you about some of the silliness that's going on in Tallahassee, Florida. But first, got to welcome Jim Delgado to the show. Jim, good to have you back.
Henry, how are you? Hey, I thought those things weren't supposed to leak.
Technology is a wonderful thing, Jim, when it works.
You know, it's funny. I've lived off of two beaches off of these oil rigs, and I have yet to see one that doesn't leak. But that's only from my personal experience.
Well,
Henry,
when they blow up and sink, you know, it's challenging.
No, Henry, I've lived in places that they haven't blown up and sank. They're in operating mode, and they still.
Well, let's elaborate this. What area are you talking about?
I've lived Corpus Christi once, and then when I was in the military, I lived off of the Mississippi coast.
Oh, those are old, nasty wells.
All right.
Now we got the clean, fun wells.
Oh, they're fun, like clean coal?
Oh, they're so fun. You know, you could probably stick them 3 miles off the coast of Florida and go fishing around them, because they'll draw lots of grouper and all kinds of nice, friendly fish to eat. But let's look at what's happened. There was an explosion. We've pretty much written off the 11 crew members that have not been found. The other, I think, 100-plus crew members were rescued. Only one remains in the hospital. The Coast Guard, up until sometime on Saturday, was saying that the well itself, not what is above the place what the drill goes into in the ground underneath the water, but the technology of the well, and there is a certain technology, and I don't ask me to describe it much more than just the actual function of it, that is supposed to close off the head of the well when something like this happens.
Right.
And they thought it was working. Of course, the well head is 5,000 feet below the surface of the water, so that means there's got to be a pipe coming up for 5,000 feet to the rig. So there's a lot of also diesel fuel on the rig and oil in the pipe going up that spilled out. So we had a slick, I think it was, 2 miles by 5 miles for a while?
I don't know, because I'm getting conflicting stories.
But it was one to 5 miles, sort of 1x5 or 2x5. And they were like, well, that's probably just from what came out from the disaster.
Right.
And it doesn't appear that...
So that doesn't count then?
Well, they sent down an unmanned probe, and they thought it was okay. But you got to think, it takes a while for oil to seep up to the top when it's 5,000 feet down there. So now the slick is 20 miles by 20 miles, and there's a... Oops. Maybe it didn't work in quite the way we thought. So it's an evolving story as we speak.
All right.
So anyway, if you want to talk about offshore oil drilling, we'll be happy to take your call on that. But one of the more other things that happened this week was the big Al-Qaeda strike in Iraq that we said was killing Ayub al-Masri. It was a big blow to what they call al-Qaeda in Iraq.
We killed him again.
Yes.
I thought he was already dead.
Well, he was supposedly killed in 2007. Supposedly killed in 2008.
Now 2010.
So, I'm very worried.
My money's on we'll kill him next year.
I think it's obvious what has happened, that al-Qaeda has secured a horrible new technology, and they're cloning their leaders.
Hey, Henry, I have breaking news on my phone. We just killed Saddam Hussein.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah. And he's got all those lookalikes that we can have somebody to kill almost every month.
Killed number two. We're looking for 3 through 7.
All right. Well, anyway, that's just a little... one of those things that the news media gives you, you go, hmm. But.
So they tested his DNA, so we're going to believe that. All right.
Yeah.
Well, why would they lie to us? They haven't lied to us yet. Well, never mind.
Hey, we got biometrics on bunches of Iraqis now. Millions of Iraqis we got the biometrics on. We know where they are, what they're doing, especially if they're dead.
We should send the Arizona legislature to take care of them over there.
Well.
Sorry.
One of the things we did last week was look at something Rush Limbaugh said on the air in the previous week. And I got a request from a listener during the week and said, can you do something like that again? And we are going to do that on another place somewhere on the radio dial. You can hear Glenn Beck on the radio. You can hear him on TV. And he had... a lot of people say he goes a little far.
I understand
the point they're making.
He'll go as far as his ratings will let him.
There's a place you go where you just go wacko too far when you think your ratings are that good and you're going to try it. Now, if Nick in the control room has the Glenn Beck, this was actually a 10-minute rant that we've condensed down to just the key point that Glenn Beck wants you to know about what's going on between he and God right now.
I don't want to utter something like this without really thinking it through. What I was about to say is, the problem is that God is giving a plan, I think, to me, that is not really a plan. And I stopped myself because I didn't want to utter those things.
God's giving him a plan, Jim!
Out loud.
Glenn's special.
If that's not exactly right, and it's not, that time of reflection
that took email
about 30 seconds as Pat stood there going, oh, geez, ADD.
Twitter's.
Forget we're having a conversation.
That's my Jesus tweet.
And I said, the problem is that I think the plan that the Lord would have us follow is hard for people to understand.
Only he can understand it, Jim. Thank God for Glenn Beck.
Man.
Thank God for Glenn Beck. I mean, and God.
He's a great American, Glenn Beck.
Oh, gosh.
What is his plan?
And only he can understand it.
Well, yeah. I don't speak it. Do you speak in tongues?
Well, sometimes the voices in my head are a little hard to separate, and it sort of gets into a little bit of white noise in my brain. But
do you know anybody who listens to Glenn Beck?
I've met lots of people that listen to Glenn
Me
Beck.
Me too. Have you ever talked to him like for more than 5-10 minutes?
Actually, I have.
Very interesting set of... Not all of them.
Radio host is telling America, a TV host...
God's talking to me.
...that God has given him a plan. I wish he would put it on some stone tablets. That would be a nice prop for the TV show.
God gave me these yesterday.
He could have a little burning bush on the table there on the TV.
Draw it up on his chalkboard.
Oh, man. Yeah, he could put big ol' up in a little stick man Glenn, and then plan with an arrow coming down.
I'm glad he likes God, because you imagine what he could do with God, G-O-D, on the chalkboard? It's really a dog. You worship a dog. I mean, if he hated God, he could really go after him. And Jesus, Jesus, oh, he'd have a field day with that.
And how does the Mormon religion really feel about the fact that Glenn Beck is their new prophet?
I guess maybe, he's another prophet.
Maybe God is going to send him a plan for the new magic underwear that they wear. I wonder if Glenn Beck wears his magic underwear during radio and or TV.
I think he wears it too tight.
And I got to back up because I apologize. Because I hate to make any ridicule of another person's faith. But once you cross that line that God has sent me a plan for America.
I thought that was heresy. Isn't that heresy?
Not if God says it to you.
Okay.
If you got the straight line with God. Yeah.
He must.
All right. One quick thing before we go to break. Have you ever seen the movie A Face in the Crowd by, I think, Ilyai Kazan? I might mispronounce his first name. The director, producer was Kazan, and Andy Griffith was the star. Do you remember that?
No.
Did you ever hear about it? I know there's people out in the audience who have probably seen it. It gets replayed occasionally, like on the either AMC or Turner Classic Movies.
And the answer is definitely no.
It's about this guy that is discovered by a radio producer. This is like 1950-something.
Okay.
Early years of TV. And she discovers him in jail because she's doing jailhouse interviews. And all of a sudden, he's got this dynamic personality that comes out. So she convinces the sheriff to let him out and the radio station owner to put him on the radio in this little town, I think it's in Arkansas. Little town. And all of a sudden, he's on morning radio and he clicks. And before you know it, he's called up to like Nashville, Tennessee to do radio. And then before you know that, he's got a TV show on national radio. And then before that, you know what else happens? He winds up in New York on network TV. And he eventually got to this place. He was on this meteor rise from a little know-nothing radio place until he's this huge star. And then he crashes and burns.
Why?
It's a long story. Possibly the alcoholism, possibly the womanizing. But more importantly, the board operator shoved his mic up at the end of a TV show when he was making fun of all the rubes that were listening to his con that he was running on him. So
I see it.
Glenn Beck, you might want to go to Netflix.
Someday he's going to have a hot mic.
All right.
Someday he's going to get a hot mic.
I think he had a hot mic right then. On the other side of the break, we want to talk to you about this, oil, but especially Charlie Crist. Is he going to go this way? Is he going to go that way? They're saying he could go both ways. I don't know. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. You're listening to The Henry Raine Show.
But now, I didn't make it true.
This portion of the Henry Raine Show is brought to you by Callens, Little & Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
News Talk AM 820.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
It's The Big Show, a talk radio morning show that takes your phone calls.
I love the morning show. It is so funny.
Thanks for taking time out this morning to give us a call.
Thank you, guys. Great show.
We talk to newsmakers and emphasize local news.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio.
Senate candidate Marco Rubio is with us.
Thank you.
Congressman Gus Bilirakis, welcome to The Big Show.
Oh, it's great to be here.
It's huge.
It's The Big Show on News Talk AM 820.
WWBA.
Henry Raine Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Jim Delgado in the studio with me. The website, newstalk820.com. That's newstalk820.com. You can get our podcast at henryrainshow.podomatic.com, henryrainshow.podomatic.com. And most weeks you'll get the segment I do on the nationally syndicated Captain's America radio show, heard on about, I don't know, close to 80 stations around the country. And we're talking about the oil spill. We're talking about the Governor Crist decision coming up. And we're talking about Glenn Beck's plan from God. Let's find out what Christine in Newport Richey thinks. Hello, Christine. Good afternoon.
Hello, Henry and Jim. I wanted to comment about A Face in the Crowd. I've seen that movie.
That's one of my favorites.
Yes, I don't know if it's out on DVD, but I know that Andy Griffin made about three movies at that time before he would be on the Andy Griffith Show. I think the other one was No Time for Sergeants and Onionhead. And I remember that movie, also a number of other things about A Face in a Crowd. Tony Franciosa was in it, and I think it was Lee Remick's film debut.
That's right. By the way, for those that haven't seen the movie, he goes out to judge, I think, a cheerleading contest or something like that, and winds up marrying, she would have to have been under 18 because she was in high school in the movie. So I guess a little robbing the cradle there.
That's the good old, I think they call it the good old days.
Yeah, that was back when the young ones were still okay to have.
Yeah, sure. I was
16. And Patricia Neal, and Elia Kazan directed it.
Okay, thank you.
And I know, that was quite a performance.
What about the movie itself as foreshadowing to what we see going on today with these talking heads that have such an audience?
Yes, I know what you mean. Sometimes it can go to somebody's head. In fact, some people thought A Face in a Crowd was based a little bit on Elvis Presley's stardom at that time. There have been some people who compared it to that. Didn't start preaching like Andy Griffith will say it's a character, but
I don't think the times match up, though. Do they?
Well, if you think about, I would compare it more to a news media personality or someone that had a lot of whose political opinion was respected. Maybe you can't even compare it to Edward R. Murrow because he was a regular journalist. But in the movie, for people who haven't seen it, I mean, he gets to this level of popularity in the media where senators are seeking him out. And the people behind the scenes are using his advice and his TV show to elevate these politicians, not unlike the television rise of Marco Rubio on some shows.
Yes, and I know some radio talk show hosts right now, they've been, I have disagreed with their tactics. I think of one who is conservative, but he tries to be a little civil. I don't want to mention names.
Okay.
May I mention his name? Michael Medved.
Okay.
He's also the film critic. He tries to be a little civil on his show. He even has one day a week where it's disagreement day. If you don't agree with Mike's views on the issues or even a movie review, he'll ask callers with the opposite view to call in. And he thinks he's for McCain. He thinks J.D. Hayworth is just too nasty. And he has high praise for Michelle Obama as a first lady. I heard him say it one day on the show.
Let me give equal time to some of the personalities on this show. The morning show here on News Talk AM 20 is one of the few shows that take calls, even from some people that you've heard on our show. They'll accept calls from them. It gives the people a chance to talk. Michael Smirkonish, I think, on this station at 12 is a much more civil kind of host.
Michael Smirkonish has basically came out. He voted for Obama. He's got a very conservative talk show, and he has just recently, the last few months, went down as voted he changed his party affiliation independent. Michael Smirkonish is extremely, from the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Well, I think there's a hunger for people that are just say what they think and not the party line.
And that's a hard move for him because he went from ranting to a crowd that's easy to rile up to basically in the middle. So
Christine, what else do you want to say? We have another caller standing by.
I wanted to ask you, because I don't have all the cable channels anymore and I don't watch the O'Reilly Factor, what has Bill O'Reilly's opinion been on the Tea Party movement?
Well, I think in general it's a supportive kind of attitude, but there's something going on at Fox at the very upper executive level that Rupert Murdoch in particular was asked about their support for the Tea Party, and he said he really wasn't aware of any direct support, and that but he didn't think that they should be, as in the network, should be promoting a particular political a grouping, but there are the videos that have been shown at the different Tea Party rallies, or at least one in particular, where the Fox producer is trying to get the crowd all stirred up and telling them to yell and shout right before the camera goes on. And I think they certainly have been a friend to the Tea Party so far, and they're just putting a little space between themselves now, I guess.
Well, I'm sure Sean Hannity supports them.
Yeah, but the management pulled him from a rally just on April 15th when they realized that it was the Tea Party promoters were going to be making money, and their high-profile face was going to be there. Their face in the crowd was going to be out there, and they yanked him at the last minute.
They were on the promotion. They were on the promotion posters, on the promotion literature, and then that's why they pulled Hannity. And plus, some of that money. Is there's a question where it's going to.
And I also want to point out that this Rick Clark, the new Republican candidate for governor, has funneled money into some of the organizations. They call it AstroTurf because it's not really grassroots. They funnel the money in. The people are grassroots. The people are angry and passionate. But the money that gets behind and lifts some of these events up comes from people like Rick Clark or Dick Army Group or things like that. But anyway, go ahead.
Do you mean Rick Scott?
Did I say that wrong? I'm sorry. I
Rick
apologize.
Clark. You meant Rick Scott. I've seen his ads on TV. Have you seen State Senator Paula Dockery's ad where she criticizes both Alex Sink and Bill McCollum? And there's still photos of them, and their eyes are moving and winking at each other.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
We had her on we had her on last month, Christine.
Yeah.
And then she wants to come back on, too. We'll see.
Yeah, see why. She pretty much got up, slapped both of them, and said, here I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, Rick Scott, I apologize for that, and he seems to want to buy his way into the governor's office. He was the head of Columbia HCA and a very questionable business practice model that he was using up there.
Oh.
Very, very shaky, and I'll try and go into that more later. Christine, is that it? Because I want to go on to our next call.
Yes, Henry and Jim, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Christine. 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. 8:20, and Nick in the control room, if you give me a time signal, because I don't want to short shrift the next caller. Okay, we got time for that much time will be plenty for this caller. Hi, Lawrence, how are you?
Good afternoon, Henry. Good afternoon, counselor.
Hey, Lawrence, how are you doing?
Hey, Lawrence, I hear there's a new hit song about you.
Yeah, yes, I'm very popular on your station, and I'm not surprised.
And what is the name of it?
Crazy Lawrence.
Oh. How shocking. What's on your mind, Lawrence?
That is kind of shocking, yes. I'd like to comment briefly on the three subjects that you were talking about first and most quickly. That oil rig spill,
yes.
Was that oil rig a union-run oil rig?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I think it would be worth us to find that out because you know why.
Well, yes, I would want to know that, but you know, in our media, it's hard.
They
don't like to mention
union. If it was run by a union, then why did it happen? Is my question. And that's if.
I do know this about that rig.
Yes.
There was a human error in 2005 that caused another problem, and what didn't take the magnitude of this disaster. But I'll be happy to look that up because, unlike other talk show hosts, I don't care about. Telling the truth to the audience. Maybe I said that wrong. The truth to the audience.
You did say that wrong, but I know you're a man of your word, Henry.
Okay.
The next thing is you're talking about these talk show radio hosts, much like you, Henry. Ones that are the most successful and the biggest following. Why do you, or it sounds like you and the counselor there, why do you dislike why are you afraid of these people?
What makes you say I'm afraid?
Well, it sounds like that you have nothing good to say about them.
That doesn't necessarily make me afraid.
I think it is actually a matter of amusement for someone like Glenn Beck to come on and say that God is giving him a plan for America right at the time where his ratings are peaking, where his income generation is peaking, where his sales of his books and everything else are peaking. It's sort of like, you know, let me put it this way, Lawrence, because I know you know a little bit about pro wrestling. It's sort of like when somebody's been on top too long, and they keep trying to think, well, what am I going to do next to top myself? What am I going to do? I've done the conspiracy theories. Now I'm talking back on Glenn Beck. I've done all that. What is bigger than those secret conspiracies.
God. Well, at least Glenn Beck has been to the top. What about people? How do you feel, you too, counselor, people like Ed Schultz, Rachel Maddow, Chris Matthews, Michael Moore?
Well, we're not going to have time to do everybody. Can we just do one at a time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Ed Schultz became the largest syndicated in number of affiliates of any progressive voice on the radio. He's well over 200 stations.
And he beats them head-to-head. In cities where they're at, he beats them head-to-head.
And he was elevated to cable news.
In the cities where they when they're up against each other, him and conservative talk shows, he beats them head-to-head. The problem is...
You're talking about radio talk shows.
I'm talking about
television.
We're talking about radio.
So you're saying, counselor, that...
We're talking about radio.
Because Mr. Schultz is more successful... That is the key to
your
respect?
No, that's what you said.
You asked, what do we think of him?
You said, exactly. This is what we think.
All right, so you think Ed Schultz is more successful by showing examples of the markets and...
Lawrence, come on! You say what we say, but you don't say what we say. What we said, and I said in particular, was that Ed Schultz has been the most successful progressive talk show host.
I thought you were comparing him to conservative. Pardon me.
What? Lawrence, if you can't maintain the logic, we got to go. I haven't dumped you yet. I'm giving you a chance to redeem yourself.
Okay, hold me over, Henry. I'm all pent up.
Lawrence,
I thought you were old enough
to know what to do about that. Bye, Lawrence.
Milk and magnesia. 2 tablespoons in an adult.
Oh, I thought he was pent up in another way.
Oh.
Listen to a different kind of radio station.
You know, I thought Sundays we get some good topic stuff, but...
All right. We still have not really got into the Charlie Crist discussion. We'll do that on the other side of the break. There's some ramifications that we can think about for Charlie Crist. 866-977-4820 for your opinion. 866-977-4820.
This portion of the Henry Raines Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their 6th year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.
Dirt. It's the enemy. Too much of it in your engine can shorten its life. Get more performance out of your engine with a Fram Extra Guard air filter, your first line of defense against dirt. Change to the air filter that gives you 2 times the engine protection versus the average of leading standard retail brands. Fram, the dirt stops here. Based on Honeywell testing under ISO 50011, visit Fram.com for details on Fram engine protection and to get $2 off a Fram Extra Guard air filter by mail through October 31st, 2010.
Henry Raines Show on News Talk 820 WWBA. Again, the website, News Talk AM 820. And the webcam is up and running as I look up on the corner of the room. It's working there. Jim Delgado, you won't see him at the moment. He stepped outside. And, of course, podcast site, henryrainshow.podomatic.com. 866-977-4820 for your calls. 866-977-4820. Coming up, we'll be talking about Governor Crist. Is he going to go independent? We'll find out this week. But let's ask David in Tampa. What's on your mind, David?
Yeah, first of all, I just want to make mention about these talk show hosts that you're talking about, like Glenn Beck or whoever.
Right.
Most of these guys, even Dennis Miller was a Democrat, were basically obscure. They were pulled from a trash heap, like Ted Nugent's career was gone, and groomed to be these entertainers. Even Glenn Beck was a failed Howard Stern wannabe. These people are not political people. If Glenn Beck was paid a dime more from the Democrats, I believe he'd turn left. I mean, that's how sincere I believe these people are. And as far as the ratings go, ratings do not mean quality. Look at the Jerry Springer Show, American Idol, the National Enquirer. I mean, most people in the world was flat. I mean, you could go on and on and on. So that ratings argument means absolutely nothing to me anyway.
Well, David, let me address that a little bit, because and let me ask you a background question just generally here. How long have you lived in Tampa?
12 years.
Okay. I that may be just a little bit too short a time. Were you here when Glenn Beck was actually on the local radio?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Back before the consolidation in the media where you got the Clear Channel having 1,400 stations or 1,200 or whatever the number is, you know, there was actual competition. There were multiple stations in Tampa, for those of you that are just a recent natives or recent residents of Tampa, that we actually had a competitive market for local talk show hosts. And actually, on the station that Glenn Beck was on, you also had somebody like a Bob Lasseter, or you would have a Ted Webb. You would have these different kind of personalities, and it was a very well-rated station. The problem is, ratings are fine. It's just, let's get a marketplace. Let's get some competition. Well, how about a five-day-a-week liberal, progressive, populist voice right here in Tampa? Wouldn't that be nice?
I agree with you, and I don't know why the right wing is so afraid of the fairness doctrine, saying it's unconstitutional. If anything, it's very constitutional. You need to have other voices on the radio. This is ridiculous. And the hatred and the vileness and the personal attacks. And that's why I appreciate someone like Michael Smirconish. He's fair, you know?
Actually, I prefer Henry Raines the best, but that's just my personal bias.
Boy, Michael Smirconish than Henry Raines. Wouldn't that be great?
Absolutely. I think it would
there
work.
There you go. And just I want to make another quick point. Like, sometimes I listen on the radio, I want to hear the other side.
Yeah.
And I heard some lady named Tammy Bruce once, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe there'll be someone intelligent. And then she starts calling Barack Obama Steve Urkel. Urkel, which is, you know, I want to hear intelligent conversation. I don't want to hear personal attacks and put downs. I don't even mind hearing the right wing if it's an intelligent debate. I mean, he's name calling and labeling and put downs has to stop. It's ruining our nation. It really is.
All right, David, thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Bye.
All right.
You know, I could listen to a Henry Raines. Well, you know, that's how I became a fan of you before. You know, I know we knew each other, but you had a morning talk show. It was 2 hours long. Went for years. And it was the best 2 hours to date. I can't find a station that I like to listen to in my car better than the old Henry Raines station back.
Thank you, Jim. But I'd like to hear from a caller, 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Any things we've talked about, maybe you'd like to see more variety on the radio dial. And, of course, we've got Charlie Crist coming up here.
Yeah, talk about Charlie.
Yes, well, Friday the 30th. Is the day
that's
of
it?
Decision for Charlie Crist, perhaps earlier, but that's his last day to decide. Is he going to run as a independent? Is he going to run in the Republican primary? All indications, I would say, are that he's going to be running as an independent.
And don't forget the letters that were put out by the Republican Party, basically telling other state leaders, party chairs, you cannot vote anything but Republican. They threatened to take away some of his money or have to give it back. I mean, this is, and not to mention, he vetoed SB6. It's almost like everything's kind of in progress already.
All right. People keep wanting to talk to us. That's a good thing. But we also have some audio coming up in just shortly about from Governor Crist and from some of these Republicans that are getting a little antsy about where Charlie Crist stands. Let's talk to Joe in Tampa. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, you know, I am a conservative, and I have to say that I do like listening to the other side as well, because I like hearing the total picture and hearing what both sides are saying and making up my own decision. But don't you feel the free market has dictated really why that you hear mostly conservative talk radio as opposed to hearing very liberal talk radio?
Let's look. Look at the example, though. Well, Jim wants to get in on this, but let me just say that the executive suite of Clear Channel Communications, in I think they're based in San Antonio, right, were very tied in with the Bush family and the Bush administration, and that has part of a reason. Although there were some Clear Channel stations that carried Air America. Air America was a very poorly run company, and you know, in the past, we've had other voices right here in this marketplace. Bob Lasseter, an icon for a long time in the Tampa Bay market, was what people would call a liberal in those days.
And it's also been a product of very successful conservative think tanks. You know, one of the things that we forget is that the Republican, well, the conservatives more than the Republican Party, they knew many years ago that you have to put money into radio. The radio's important. Media's important. Look at what Rupert Murdoch's done. Him and Roger Ailes. And they did what they did is they put the same amount of money into radio. Democratic leadership or Democratic think tanks have not put any money into radio at all. Even Air America, they didn't put any money into it, or very little money.
I doubt that George Soros hasn't taken a look at talk radio.
But I doubt
that if they had the market, you would see the money come in.
But the fact is that
most of the people that listen to talk radio during the work week, during the day, I think are mostly conservative-minded. And
if you really want
to talk about hatred,
no, it's over 65.
Liberal
Joe, it's over 65 and white.
Let me ask you a question. If the marketplace won't accept a progressive talker, then why has Ed Schultz grown to over 200 stations?
Well, I don't know who Ed Schultz is. Let's look at this market in Tampa. I listen to Bill Maher, and I may listen to a guy like Ed Schultz. If he were giving intelligent, not class warfare, not, hey, it's us versus them, because I agree, us versus them, nobody wins.
Let me give you something here, Joe, to think about, and I'll give you a follow-up comment here. But if you just look at this market in Tampa Bay, and this market is mirrored all over the country. We've got the Clear Channel cluster, and they have their talk show host, and we've already talked about that. We've got another company called Salem, which is national, and they have their own syndication company, and half of the stations they own are Christian stations. So they are going to push the kind of host that their target market is, but they don't draw that big a rating. This is the last independent, as in WWBA, is the last independent talk voice in Tampa. That's why it needs to be supported, because there is actually for more variety here than on any other commercial station. I actually, before I came here, had approached Salem and was discussing with them. Their salesperson got me on the phone and said, no, we can't have you on here, because we're targeting a certain advertiser. Not that we couldn't draw the ratings, but they wanted to not offend the people that advertised on their Christian stations, which is their right.
That is their right. And, you know, I'm a Christian, and I do believe, you know, my mother will only invest in stocks that have moral and ethical background, and that is her right. So, but again, guys, the free market does dictate a lot of this. But however, and I will tell you this, you know, we've moved as a country towards monopolistic tactics, and probably radio is included in that.
Well, this is the one of the most concentrated markets for radio in the country. I think there are 9 Clear Channel stations on this side of the bay, 5 on the south side of the bay. That's a tremendous number. Joe, let me ask you a quick question, though, because since I brought that whole anecdote up about the other company, do you think I'm offensive to Christians?
No, I haven't. I don't agree with your politics, but no, I haven't heard anything.
But see, that's what I'm saying, is they're so narrow that they couldn't even imagine. I can't go into this any more than I already have. But
yeah, it's a personal experience you have, and we all have that in life. And life's not fair. Yeah, we know that. But that's, you know, that's beside the point, because the fact is that I don't think the majority. I firmly believe the majority of the country is not on the progressive liberal side. I think the majority on the country are Democrat conservatives like myself, who are fiscal conservatives, and I should say that, fiscal conservatives. We're upset with what our administration.
Okay, you're breaking up, Joe. You're breaking up. Sorry, Joe.
Go ahead.
All right, 866-977-4820.
I don't think it's the physical issue, the money issues that bother people. I think it's the social issues that bother people. You know, because you know they don't go up against fiscal spenders.
Let me say it's
a social war. It's a culture war. That's what it really is.
One more thing about this station here, for you know, not just because I'm here. The owner of this station, because he still makes decisions, can have someone like me, even if it's on Sunday. But his politics are extremely different from my politics.
Right.
But he still gives me a chance to come on his station and talk. So that doesn't happen in a corporate situation where you, the program director is worried about what San Antonio is going to do or anything else. Okay. Let's see, on the other side of the break, we'll talk to Peter in Bradenton, and you could be next after that if you call 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. You're listening to The Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820.
This portion of the Henry Raines Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys, they'll come to you.
News Talk, AM 820.
If you've been hurt by accident, and it wasn't your fault, you should know that not all negligence claims end in going to court. Most accident claims are settled out of court. And just because you have insurance doesn't mean that you will be covered for your injuries. Health insurance won't pay you for lost wages. Health insurance won't pay to fix your car or even get you a rental car if you need one. Hi, I'm attorney C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been helping accident victims get compensated for injuries caused by the negligence of others. And we do it for free, meaning there is no fee or cost to you unless we recover for you. Some attorneys charge you for their costs, not us. At Zion Gallagher, we charge you nothing. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll-free, at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT. At the law firm of Zion and Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do. That's 1-888-280-HURT.
Is sitting in traffic, knowing what's coming up next because it's the same thing every day?
Yes!
Flip it to 820 a.m. WWBA for the Big Show.
I like the morning show. Keep us laughing.
I laugh a lot.
Hi, it's Mike Reeves, your host, along with Roger Shulman, Shayna Lance, and JoJo Walker of the best morning show in town. Local and national news, lots of laughs, and unlike our direct competition,
the hosts are not allowed to fall asleep on the air.
The Big Show in the morning on News Talk 820 a.m. WWBA.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket faster and faster. The profit on the cable giants has pushed consumers around enough. You don't have to stand for it anymore. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $19.99 a month for an entire year. And you'll also get a high-definition digital video recorder upgrade for free. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed for free. And get over 15 premium channels, including HBO and Showtime, free for 3 months. Our Dish-authorized agents can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-830-9016. Just imagine all your favorite TV shows in crystal-clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $19.99, it's like giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-830-9016. That's 800-830-9016. Again, 800-830-9016.
Hi, I'm Tom. I became interested in the Camtech General Contractors course to better my future, and I've now completed that class. After completing the course, I was very impressed with the staff, the materials, and all the follow-up that Camtech has provided me.
Camtech School of Construction can help you prepare for the contractor's license exam with the highest pass rate in the state.
I'm looking forward and feel confident about the test that's coming up. Camtech is giving me all the tools I need to pass this test.
Call Camtech now at 1-800-875-PASS. In just a few weekends, you too can have what it takes to move ahead.
The Camtech course was good for me due to the confidence that I have now after taking the class. Once I pass the exam and get my state license, I know the opportunities are endless.
Classes are starting soon, so don't wait. Call Camtech today at 1-800-875-PASS.
I really feel good about my future thanks to Camtech. The new classes are starting soon. I encourage you to sign up now.
So call 1-800-875-PASS or check him out on the web at camtechschool.com.
Henry Raines Show here, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. And we have callers standing by. We have room for you at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. We really do plan on talking about Charlie Crist here pretty soon. Big headline on the front page of the St. Petersburg Times, the rise, fall of Charlie Crist. I guess that begs the question, can Crist get up again? Let's go to Peter in Bradenton. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Pedro, what's up, Pedro?
All right. Hey, I got a little different perspective on this that you may or may not agree with about what's happening with the Tea Party and what 40 years have done. Now, Jim's probably too young for this, but Henry, you remember the 60s, right?
Well, I was in grammar school, but I can remember the
TV.
Yeah,
you were aware of it. I mean, we were alive. I mean, I was a kid, too, but Woodstock.
Well, you do know I was alive in the... Hey, Peter, you know I was alive in the 60s. I'm just not as old as you guys.
I know. You may not remember. How old were you when there was Woodstock?
Well, I was born in 67, so that puts it.
2 years.
Yeah, so you're 2 years old. You're not aware of it.
Okay. No.
But, I mean, you know of it, but you know we were alive when that happened. I mean, we watched it.
I just don't want you to be ageist. No, keep going, Peter. I'm just messing with you.
Okay.
Keep going.
Anyways... You remember that the establishment is no good, capitalism is no good, the don't trust anybody over 30, you know, peace, love, and flower power. In fact, there's actually a commercial on TV selling records from that generation
or
now that bring all that back.
Equal rights for black people, end the war.
Equal rights for women.
End the war, right. Now, the people that were basically, and that you have to say that was basically the progressive left, that had that mindset at that time. Not everybody, but basically a progressive-type thinking. Those people now are adults, and they're now the establishment. And the Tea Party is on the other side of the coin against the establishment. I know they're not saying that. They're saying that they want to correct government spending and government takeover and government power, et cetera, et cetera. But they are on the other side of the fence, and they cannot stand the fact. And that's why the media is after the Tea Party. That's why the left hates the Tea Party. And the Tea Party is not a political party. The Tea Party is a group of people. I have Democrats that come into my store that belong to the Tea Party, and they're Democrats. So this thing about the Tea Party is right-wing conservative white guys, it's not true.
No, it is true. The surveys
are... It's not true, Jim.
Peter,
no, you want it to be true because that's your fight.
Hold on a second. You saw that they've done a lot of surveys. They've done a lot of polling on them. And I think 70-something percent of them have voted Republican, and the rest Democrat. It's an overwhelming.
Hold on, Peter.
It's an overwhelming amount of Republicans. The demographics are white, they're older. I mean, it is what it is. It doesn't make them any worse or better, but it is what it is.
Let's try and find the truth here. The demographics mirror what Jim has said, but on the other point you're making, that it is an anti-establishment movement.
That is correct.
I will give you that, Peter.
That is true.
And it's against the establishment that was anti-establishment 40 years ago. And a lot of young people don't see that because they weren't alive during that time. Because you have to admit, the 60s transformed this country. There was a huge transformation of political ideology,
cultural
rights, everything.
I agree, Peter, but... What I'd also say to you, after I give you the point that it's anti-establishment, is that it is typical for people in their teens and 20s to become part of the establishment 40 years later. It doesn't matter which side of the political aisle you're on. That is just the natural way things go. Very few people are willing to take a stand like that for 30 or 40 years. They got to pay their mortgage. They got to do other things, and they basically sell out or at least go on.
That's not the part I'm talking about. I'm talking about, and I understand, everybody has to work, everybody has to earn money, and not everybody is. Well, if you go back into the 60s, they wanted to destroy capitalism. That was one of the...
You know, you're generalizing.
No, you go
they
back
didn't want to go to Vietnam
the,
and die is what the big thing was.
News media
or they wanted to be able to sit at the lunch counter. You know, the destroy capitalism... You know, I remember hearing Huey Newton, the old Black Panther, how he would go to the alternative bookshop and buy Mao's Little Red Book, and then go to the Berkeley and sell it to the white kids that were said they were hippies and he'd make a 300% markup on it. So, you know,
well,
everybody wants the profit if it's for them.
Everybody likes capitalism.
I got to get to the next caller, Peter.
All right. Well, just one quick comment. Sean Hannity being at the Tea Party, they're covering a story, and the Tea Party is not a political party.
He was scheduled as a speaker, a featured speaker.
He was on April 15th. I watched the show.
Not his TV show. It was a rally. We got to go, Peter. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. He was a scheduled speaker at a rally. Fox executives pulled him off that. 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. We have Karen in Sarasota. Karen, go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to address the lady that called in just ranting about the right and the fact that, you know, there's just so much hatred on that side, and, you know, everything's equated with hatred and racism. And to me, that's utterly ridiculous. I'm a Democrat. I've participated in Tea Party movements. I've never seen anything but civil, peaceful people. And, you know, I think when people have to rely on whether it's the media or the radio to understand what the Constitution is about and really have no knowledge whatsoever. They just sit and they watch TV, or they sit and they listen to the radio, and they sit and they sit and they sit. And they have no knowledge of what they're even, what most of the time, what people are even talking about. They really don't know what the Constitution's about. They don't know what cap and trade is about. They don't know what's going on in the school systems. They don't know much about anything.
Karen, let me just pause you for a second, because 2003. We're coming down to the wire here. Karen, I'm just going to let you finish. I'll say what I have to say on the other side.
I don't really have anything else to say. It's just, you know, I like your show. I listen to it on Sundays. A part of the reason is because you address things kind of the way the right does. You talk about issues. You talk about issues. You just don't sit on the radio and spew hatred the way the left does. I'm sorry. I look at people like Keith Olbermann on MSNBC, and this guy's off the charts.
He does use facts, though. He does use that word.
He gets nothing in terms of facts. All he does is criticize. All he does is criticize.
Fox uses facts. You're right.
I'm sorry.
She's got a point, and I'll tell you what that is on the other side of the break here. Something happened this week that was very telling about MSNBC. Karen, thank you for the call.
I'd be thrilled to hear that.
All right. We have news at the top of the hour. I don't know if I have time to tell a quick story or not. Yeah, Keith Olbermann this week. Let's see, it was Donnie Deutsch that had an afternoon show on MSNBC, and he did a montage of angry media people. Keith Olbermann was one of many, the only one from MSNBC. Donnie Deutsch did not get to finish his week on TV. The O'Reillys, the Glenn Becks, all those people were in that montage. One MSNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch, out in 3 days from his 1 week long special that was supposed to happen. Yeah, I agree. You got to have a little bit of a thick skin if you're going to be doing this. On the other side of the break, we'll take your calls 866-977-4820 on the Henry Raines Show.